Good shot.
It's about time.
Hey, it is about time. I mean, I just couldn't get the ball in the hole. I wanted to, but I just couldn't do it.
Hello, friends. Jim Nance. I'm just kidding. Welcome one, welcome all to another episode of the Chop Sports Podcast, brought to you by a whole bunch of people.
Yeah, it is.
Here on the Chop Sports Podcast Network. Starch, Gooch, we got ourselves another week, another busy week. What else is actually new with us? It's always busy.
I got a new phone.
You got a new
Finally,
phone.
That's man. What's new with me.
There you go. We got a new phone, and you got a case
I got
and everything.
Case. It's purple.
Oh, you don't have a background yet.
I don't have the background. You know what's going there, bro. The Chop Sports.
You better hope Chop Sports.
Actually, that's the background.
There's the background of the phone. All right, that works out nice. So another big week for Chop Sports as we move on into. I can't believe we're already middle of April. Like literally, like spring started, and then boom, we're here. But Finally. Big things happening. And, you know, last week was a relatively big week. You guys might not feel it or might not see it, but we are actually in a new studio.
Again.
Gee, how did we pull this off? I mean, it must mean like I'm trying to figure out like how would people portray this? How would people see it and say like, what are they doing? How much money do these guys possibly have?
No, it's not even that.
It's not even that.
It's not.
I promise you it's not that.
We just needed more space. That's
yeah.
It.
Yeah.
I mean, look. We're growing.
I think we noticed it last Monday when we were recording with Jimmy. We're all like in there
it's
like
hot.
It gets hot and it's just like, oh, you know, hey, Chris is on the other side of the glass, you know, like there's no
glass.
I'm
not.
But you're
right in front of
right on top. And I was like literally right next to you during the Jimmy Palumbo recording.
Dave tends to be a mouth breather when it gets hot.
Yeah,
and I'm trying to record
like
Jimmy's
a friggin' dragon. Like, but anyway, no, on the reel, to let everybody know and to inform everybody. I don't know if he's going to want to hear any praise, but it doesn't really matter because I'm just going to give it to him anyway. Chop Sports outgrew ourselves right away. Obviously, we were in with our neighbors next door for a little while, and then we said, you know what, we need more space, so we got more space. And then Level Up Studios kind of dissolved a little bit. We went over that a couple weeks ago. But, you know, more power to those guys and more power to us. We went a different direction. We decided let's try to, I don't know, expand our network instead of like, hey, we're going to charge you $500 to use all of our equipment. You can do your own thing. No, we wanted something
the
bigger.
The plan all along was a podcast network.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like, and
for
once,
me at least,
yeah,
right?
It was. No,
that's the whole
100%.
Plan.
We wanted to
bring people on.
Yeah. And
share
when
their
we
creativity
did it,
and make a network.
We
and
have
here we
definitely,
are.
Definitely, definitely struck on every. At least sport so far. Like there's a couple ones we haven't touched on yet, but it's in the works. You know what I mean? So we're definitely expanding and getting bigger. But the biggest thing is the belief and the hype and everybody that's been supporting us. So obviously we crushed it on our first month of merchandise, right?
Yeah.
And we crushed it with all these sponsors that really want to get their names out there. We're doing the best we can. And look, I hope you guys understand as sponsors that like, yes, you do pay us to put a commercial out there for you and we put your graphics out there. But look, we can only do so much. You know what I mean? So I hope to God, like I know like Jay Devlin said, hey, if I sell a house, I'll buy your studio or something like that. You know what I mean? Like the guys like that, Jay Devlin of CRG. And even I was talking to Curtis Counts of Curtis Sells Houses. He was giving me some advice. You know, these guys are just like Mike at Body Bronze, like Sean, and we'll get into him in another second, but like
the Scott, the winner of the
Battle Rattle Woodworks, who won
the March Madness.
I swear to God,
pool.
It wasn't rigged. I swear. But yeah, he won the March Madness thing. Battle Rattle Woodworks, Sunflower Meadow Seasoning. These guys, LVC Transport. That's another one. Like my buddy Chris has not said boo about, you know, hey, I haven't gotten any calls, you know, or hey, I haven't gotten any more customers. They're gonna come, I promise. But like, they're not getting on our case about it. They're just looking to support the brand. And we have a business plan. These are things that we've already went over time and time again. So what somebody did was said, I really want to be involved. It wasn't just, hey, here's money for a commercial. It's, hey, this could be big. This could be something even bigger than what me and you originally thought it could be.
This is what we had in mind all along.
Yeah.
We were thinking
and
investors. Someone with a strong business.
Possibly
sense.
You guys. No, but yeah. for real. Dr. Sean Basinger. I've known this guy for a long time. I went to high school with him. He's a little older than me. I also used to drive the Zamboni for the Woodbridge Community Center. That was one of my favorite jobs.
You've actually driven a Zamboni?
That for 5 years.
Oh, my God.
5 years I drove that bad boy. I mean, listen, I crashed. I've left it stalled on the ice. I've burnt a hole through the ice. I've done a lot of bad things.
Is there like a special class you got to take, like a course, or they just have some old guy just, that used to drive the Zamboni
God
teaches
rest
the new guy
yeah,
how,
God rest
to,
his
how
soul.
To drive
Bill,
the Zamboni?
Bill Irving of United States of America, God rest his soul. He passed away a couple years ago. Great man. He's the one who hired me. You know why he hired me? He gave me a promotion based off of me handling a situation between two hockey parents. If you've ever seen two hockey parents go at it at 6:30 in the morning, I mean, if you can handle that, you can pretty much handle anything.
Any parents going at it over their children.
Hockey
wild
is another, like, phenomenon. Like,
his kids actually fight.
Well, not only that, like, they're also there at, like, 6 in the morning. You know, even when I did, like, 2 days for football training and stuff like that, at least I was there at, like, 8, 9. You know what I mean? Like, these guys are there. Like, I'm opening the door, and I'm getting stomped on as people came through. I digress. But I drove the Zamboni, and Sean's been playing hockey forever. He's a phenomenal hockey player. Trust me, he'll let me know. He doesn't want to let the world know. He'll just let me know. He'll send
he's
me
the
his
champ. He's the champ.
They did just win a roller hockey
Gotta
tournament.
Give, credit where credit's due.
Yeah, here. Man. The health and fitness professionals won their gold. I always find it funny. I know it's legit, but like I always find it funny when it's like the over 30 league. Like I feel I'm like, oh man, am I getting old? Like if I were to play hockey, I would have to play in the over 30 league. Isn't that rough?
Yeah, dude. I'm a wily vet in the over 30 league.
You're a vet in the over 30 league.
What
are
you talking about? I'm about to be in the over 40 league. But.
Hey, listen. You're not, but every time I see anybody I've told your age, they're like, no. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah.
I had a conversation.
He's like a kid. He's like a kid. He's very youthful. I'll get to your other podcast in a second. I got a little bit of gripe. But Sean Basinger. He is a very successful businessman. Health and fitness professionals started in Scotch Plains and expanded the Woodbridge and expanded the Freehold. And now we're in South Plainfield. I recently just left full time. I'm still going to be doing his marketing, which I'm very excited about. But this right here, this whole conglomerate, this is where it's at for me from now on. And it's a risk, but that's the same risk that Dr. Sean took once upon a time. And he understood and he knew it. So far... You know, he's following it as it goes along. Finally, he says, this is what I bring to the table. This is what I want to do. And I want in.
Yeah.
So it took me and Chris to talk a little bit. And we're like, I think this is a good idea. You know, this is something that we've talked about and wanted for the company.
I was skittish. You know that about any investor early on because for obvious reasons.
You don't want to give away everything. Yeah.
But what he's bringing to the table, a strong business presence in the state. Just the knowledge that he has and... He already put us in a new studio, essentially. Here we are.
And that's right. And it was that conversation that we had over at MJ's in Matawan. If you ever want to get a beer over there, they're not a sponsor, but there was a great place, at least. It was my second time there. But we had this business meeting, and he sees these goals, and he sees the passion and the drive in our eyes, and he wants to make money, too. So he knows that it's a thing. Look, I know there was times where I said, like, hey, we could be the next this or the next that. Listen, we're going to be the first Chop Sports, and one day somebody's going to say, here's $250 billion. I want everything to do with this. And then me and him buy a yacht, right? Yeah. I mean, that's the goal.
Hopefully I have a yacht.
Sean has come in as an investor, and he's part of us now. So we want to welcome Sean Basinger to the Chop Sports family officially on our podcast. So
welcome, buddy.
Yeah, welcome, man. Thank you so much. Honestly, thank you.
Don't worry, we're gonna get a fridge soon too, Sean.
The fridge is coming. I showed him a brief clip of the room, and he said, "Hey, oh man, come on, where's the fridge?"
I've had three conversations with him. All like, three started with, "Did you get a fridge yet? Did you get a fridge yet?"
I won't lie. I can say like, "How have I not had a drink in my office yet?" I definitely like polished off 4 beers I think it was a Saturday night against when I did my Jersey Boys podcast. And I drank some beers.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah, and I drank some beers before I did. But I was like, I was kicking back. And that's when we were in the other studio. I'm like, man, look what I'm doing right now.
We even had a TV in there?
Yeah.
Right? Now
it was.
We got three TVs.
I wasn't. 3 TVs. How you doing? DJ V-Dub. But anyway, they rubbed me the wrong way. I did the Jordan meme. I said, we took that personally. They came out and listen, their studio looks awesome. And I saw it today and I'm like, wow, they really did a lot of cool things. But they bragged about the size of their TV. And I'm here like, look at this TV, Chop Sports. Can't even get it in the thing. I was like, oh, okay.
And I helped them carry it up.
Right.
I saw it already, Jay.
So I'm sitting there. I'm like, damn, man. I wish we had a – we do have a really nice TV. And then all of a sudden, Sean, of all people, was like, oh, by the way, Scotch Plains office, go get that TV down there. It's a 55-inch monster.
And my buddy Joe came through with another 55-inch.
So all of a sudden, we go from one TV, or zero TVs, to one TV to three TVs. So before you know it, this place is going to be the absolute mega of just watching sports in every direction you could possibly watch sports. And we'll get into sports because we are a sports podcast. But coming up this week, so an idea that I came up with that's not obviously not totally breaking news as far as other people have done this. You know what I mean? What I want to do is if you're watching this and you're hearing this on Thursday night, April 29th, the NFL draft, something we're both obviously looking forward to. All of our sports fans are looking forward to it. I want to have a party. I've never had a party. I've sat in my house last year. Obviously, last year it was a pandemic and everybody was virtual and stuff. But like, I remember, I'll never forget my wife looking at me like I was another creature of a human. Like I wasn't human when Dallas drafted CeeDee Lamb. I like fell over myself and I did like a somersault and it was just a bad scene. But overall, I'm like, man, I want to go out and do something. I've been out for drafts. I think it was at Big Shots. For Dez Bryant's draft, if I'm not mistaken. But what we want to do is we want to have a party. And I know the times it's hard to have parties. You saw what happened at JR's. You know, it just got overcrowded and people didn't know what to do. But this Tuesday, as you're listening to this, we are sitting down with our buddy at Big Shots to see if we can host a party there. So, and if it doesn't work at Big Shots, we're going to go somewhere else. It doesn't matter.
We're finding a spot to host a draft party.
We're going to do a draft party. So all Chop Sports people, supporters, fans, nation of you guys, we want you guys to come out. So what we're going to do is we're not just obviously going to sit there and drink some beers and not do anything. We're going to be doing a show.
That's softball night, too.
It is softball night. It's a big night.
It's a double whammy. We got a lot of things happening that day. Dave and I probably won't play the first softball game, but
I think I'm going to try to play the first. If there's double headers, I'm going to try to get in the first one.
Okay, fair.
And I'll bat myself third.
Either way,
it's a big night.
There's somewhere potentially for us to go after the game.
Right.
Watch the draft.
Right. So
bing, bang, boop, and beep, we're easy there. Money.
Perfect. Right? So that's what we want to do. So keep you posted on that. The draft's a big thing. We all love the draft. So let's party. Let's rock and roll. So we encourage you to come out if you're 21 and older. And I think if you're in Chop Sports, the Facebook group, you're 21 or older. So come on out, drink some beers. And every pick that happens, you know, we go over it and get mad at it.
Funny story about the draft and every pick that happens and getting mad at it. This camera that we're recording on right now,
okay.
First day that I had this camera was draft day last year. I set it up in my living room, and I guarantee you I have footage of me.
I need to see this.
Of me watching the Jordan Love.
I need to see your reaction of you drafting a quarterback.
I 100% have that footage somewhere on my laptop.
We need to post that on our socials. Oh, we have to. Fucking as a throwback Thursday.
Jorge was there. He's actually in the footage. And my other roommate, Carlos, who we did have a drink with here, that champagne.
Oh, yeah. What am I thinking? I'm sorry. That's my fault. Yeah, so Big Shots draft. Speaking of draft, coming up this week on Thursday night, if you've selected a team, we need you to be present for that team because we are doing a live mock draft. I've literally gotten...
What night is that?
Thursday.
This coming Thursday.
So 29 out of 32 teams so far have been registered for. Some teams have multiple owners. Some teams don't, which is fine. It doesn't matter. I just need one. But I did allow three because I knew there was a multiple Jets, multiple Giants, you know, multiple Cowboys fans like Dags is on with me and somebody else. But like what we're going to do is we're going to go through every pick in order and you're going to call into the show or Zoom in or however we're going to do it. We're going to figure that out. And you're going to make your pick and we'll go in one round. So we'll find out how we see it going and playing out. And you know what? Maybe we'll give some prizes out if your draft pick is actually correct.
How many teams don't have a first rounder this
year? You know, I didn't even think about that. That's kind of weird that I didn't.
We have to refine it anyway. There's been trades. Haven't
there? Oh, I did that. Yeah, I did the trade stuff already. But like, I actually have to. There might be some teams that don't have draft picks. But I got three teams left. I got to fill the Steelers, the Ravens, and I forget the other one. But I got to fill three teams. But again, keep your eyes open for that. It's a lot of fun.
Steelers fans picking a team.
I thought what's this guy was a Steelers fan. He's always ragging. Cosgrove?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where are you at, dude? Like, come on. Let's go. Select. Mock draft. Also, with this network, we're adding shows. We're getting bigger. We're expanding. I do have a gripe. I have a little bit of a here's a sword and we're just going to keep twisting it and twisting it and twisting it. Chris, I've been doing podcasts since 2014. So that's like 8 years, 7 years, right? You've been doing it for a year. You did your...
No, I did one probably...
All right, 2 years ago.
Yeah, no, right. years ago.
Three. I'll give you four.
Bro, I did a podcast for like 2 full years.
Okay, look. That's not my point. My point is I am the host of one of two hosts of this Chop Sports podcast, right? Right. I'm having a ball doing it. Chris Gucci over here has not only this one, he's also the co-host of Chop Heads MMA. You got to check that out. It's actually really good. Good vibe. I'm like, wow, you know, and I heard the first couple episodes and I'm like, man, I wish I was there. You know, it's kind of cool, you know, and I will be here.
Hey, Dave.
I know. I was here the other day.
Be a co-owner of the studio. Anytime you want to jump on a mic and get involved in
you know what it is with that. And, no discredit to you guys. You guys are like legitimate in with the know about every single fighter known to man. You're like one of those savants, like, you know, like Richie,
I'm not there yet, but I'm getting
you're
back.
There. Yeah, but I know what you mean. I love the UFC and I love the fighters that I get to know about and learn about. But I'm like, you guys are in the Pride days. You're all over the place. I'm like, if I sit there and I'm just like, and you guys start spitting off, I'm just going to be like,
I understand.
But I agree.
We'll tailor an episode around
Brock Lesnar.
An evergreen.
Let's do a whole episode about Brock Lesnar.
We could do it.
This guy, you know? Right here behind me.
We could Brock do it, Lesnar. Or we could at least do a Brock segment and, you know, lead into it with
the
some
rise and
cool
fall.
Shit.
Exactly. The rise and fall of Brock Lesnar. But anyway, that was the second one. That was the second
Big tree
podcast.
Fall hard.
Second podcast he hosts is the Chop Heads MMA. Go subscribe. It's great.
Forgot about the Chop Social.
Son of a bitch.
You're on two, too.
All right, so I'm on two. So that Chop Social would be three, and that's the one we had Matt Ibanez here. We're going to have a couple other people. Jimmy Palumbo's going to join us for one of them.
He's coming to record tomorrow.
Ben Wexler hit me up, and I said, I'm done with this crap already. You're going to get on the next one because I'm tired of hearing it. You're on. Let's go. Let's do it. So, Ben, we'll give you the address. Just sit over there in one of the nice comfy chairs, and we'll talk. But so that was that. He had three. I had two. But now he's got four podcasts because now I knew Joe Matarese before he knew Joe Matarese. And I didn't know Joe Matarese. I was a fan of his comedy before this guy knew. And now it's like I can't get him on the phone anymore. Like I'll text him. And if I know it goes 30, 40 minutes without a response, you're on the phone with Joe.
Or Jimmy. Bro.
But look at you. You're like an agent now all of a sudden.
See, sometimes the Jimmy phone calls are like me explaining him how to email somebody.
Right.
No offense, Jim, but it's true. We both
Why
know
are it. My emails working?
Why are my... I don't know, man. Fucking check your internet, turn it on. I don't know. But with the Matarese thing, he's going through a little bit right now with one of his... We'll give everybody a little bit of a tidbit.
A little background.
He has a podcast called From Pretender to Contender.
Mm-hmm. And it is exactly how it sounds.
Yes.
He gets somebody that was in the rub and then... In the
found his
and
way,
then boom.
Found his way, whether right. it be success financially or just doing what you love to do. And he had a co-host on the podcast. And if anybody knows of the movie Rocky, then you may also know of the Yo Rocky film. And I want to be careful about not coming off as an asshole here. And maybe,
you're not.
You know, but
you are for taking another podcast, but whatever.
I mean, that's besides the point. But as far as the guy Mike goes, the Rocky guy.
Okay.
You know, for all I know, he's a great guy. I just think that it's not compatible with a podcast. So we got Joe on the podcast network doing his one podcast. Mm-hmm. And it was just not really lining up with what we were trying to do on my end.
Right.
I didn't really get that across to Joe, but he kind of read the writing on the wall.
Sure.
And he did a podcast without him this week. Kind of like brushed him to the side. Mm-hmm. And they had a little breakup.
It was an all-out war on Instagram. Don't let him sugarcoat it. They had one
you
guy.
Saw the Discord.
One guy was literally threatening to break the fingers of Joe Matarese for what he did to Rocky.
Now, Joe handled it well. You have to understand, Dave, you understand what goes into running a podcast, a successful podcast.
Yeah, I guess I have an idea.
Anyone could come up and do a podcast, but you have to promote it. You have to edit.
Yeah.
You have to come up with graphics. You name it. There's a lot that goes into it. So mm-hmm. Joe was doing all that. Mm-hmm. And when you do all that, you build resentment over time.
Sure.
It didn't take long in this case. And they parted ways. Now, there's the issues that where I come into this is me and Joe did a podcast on Thursday night.
Oh, yeah.
The new podcast Dave's talking about called Let's Be Friends.
Let's Be Friends.
Which essentially is the platform of us two basically kind of.
It's what I told Chris in 2011.
Yeah.
Let's be friends.
Us being in a like-minded place where we were both starting out doing a podcast.
Right.
You know, we're relatively in the same spot, fresh podcast. He's getting on the network. And, you know, him being a stand-up comic, the industry's been down right now. He's trying to resurrect his career.
The pandemic really crushed a lot of people.
You can't be a stand-up comic these days without a successful podcast.
So
he needs to throw a couple at the wall and hope one sticks. But I think what we have going on is pretty cool. You know, us basically getting to know each other on air.
Right.
You know, he's a funny guy. I think I could be a funny guy sometimes. And it's pressure-free. It was fun. I had fun on Thursday night. So we're going to do another one this Thursday night, I believe, at 8.
During my mock draft where I need all of his attention, he's going to be doing.
The beauty of this is that we could actually incorporate that into this podcast.
Oh, can we?
Do it live.
All right.
So I was already thinking about this, and we were looking for topics. When you were saying your night, I was like, oh, that actually might be perfect.
Okay.
I just hadn't talked to you about it because it was on air.
Oh, okay. Right. Okay. Got it.
I'll run it by my buddy Joe, though. We got to make sure he's okay.
You know what really chat me, though? I'll tell you right now. Every time, and I was a good partner. I went on to the live.
Yeah, I woke up live. to a nice post saying how proud Dave was of me for getting on the podcast.
I was, because that
meant
a
lot
thing.
To me. You know?
It's a cool thing. But what chat me was during that, during where your mom was commenting and I was commenting, we were trying to like stir up the chat, chat.
I have something for this too.
Go ahead. No, every time I would chime in and had something good, Chris would say it on the air, kind of give me the rub, right? And every time he said, that's my business partner, Joe was already talking again, and he did not hear that. So I'm like, so this guy doesn't even know I exist still to this day, and I'm always in the car with you when he's calling, or I'm next to you when he's calling.
You know
what's
going to end up happening?
This is garbage.
Because you kind of handle the business side of things when it comes to the...
Oh, yeah, all of a sudden I'm a fucking
CEO.
So the minute
he starts saying, like, dude, when do I start getting paid for this podcast? I'm going to be like, okay, talk to Dave.
Yeah, you can talk to Dave about that.
Dave will set you up.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Anyway... Speaking of new shows, I have one more thing. Please do.
I just have to say this is hilarious, right? So we were doing live calls. So you could call in live.
Which was going right to voicemail, by the way.
Which was going right to voicemail, which is the part that I'm going to get to is hilarious. So my father was probably a little wine drunk. Right, Dad? A little wine drunk.
Right.
And we were asking to call in with, or someone called in and asked us a question about favorite sports athletes from Philly, right?
Okay. So was that your dad?
No.
Oh, okay.
But my father then had called in afterwards, and Reggie White, he left 10 messages on Joe Matarese's cell phone. Reggie White, he gets all his sports from me. I'm the sports guy. So the next day, Joe calls me up. He's like, dude, did your dad leave messages, or do you have like a weird troll? And I was like, well... My dad does resemble a weird troll at times, but it was probably him.
That's fantastic.
He was like, yeah, he kept mentioning Reggie White. I was like, definitely my father.
Perfect, man. Perfect.
Great stuff. So thanks, Dad, for embarrassing your son, even
on his first night. Yeah, well, that's what happens. But so speaking of that, Matarese has a new show on our network. Definitely go check that out. Speaking of that, we're diving into football. Not football, football. So we have soccer coming up.
There's two things happening in this episode. We'll get to the Masters and soccer. There's two things that...
Well, I need hockey.
You brought up hockey. I'm
I know. Wait. This is your head's about to explode. We are bringing on a soccer podcast entitled... what did I write? Squeaky Bum Time. Okay, I know that's going to sound...
Actually, it fits right in, right up my alley.
Squeaky, into the Chop Network. Squeaky Bum Time. And then I did ask the host, who I was talking to... so like I said, the Mike Salerno, I was talking to him, and his co-host is Laurent Courtines.
Forgive him if he missed.
Forgive me. But I was talking to Mike and I said, that's great. Are you keeping that title? Right. And he's like, yeah, everything's in. We're good. I'm like, okay, please explain to me what squeaky bum time is.
I'm going to have fun on Canva making the fucking logo for this podcast.
Right. So squeaky bum time, according to Mike, is there's like phrases in soccer that I am totally unaware of. Like, You know, like, all right, when...
Like squeaky bum time.
Like squeaky bum time, right. That phrase, point. Never
exhibit
heard.
Exhibit A.
I present to you, exhibit A. No, but actually, it's similar to, like, if we're watching baseball and we hear it...
like the tools of ignorance is the catching equipment, or like the...
Maybe, or like, a squeaky bum time is...
Like the seventh inning stretch.
No, more like two outs, bottom of the ninth, bases loaded.
So it's
there's like a tension,
it's like crunch time.
Crunch time for American sports, but it's squeaky bum time for football.
It's Kobe time.
So we're very happy to have
that
a soccer
so
podcast.
Much sense to me, by
it
the way.
Does. It does. Now that I'm actually saying it, because your ass is tight.
Yeah,
right? Like, squeaky bum time. I don't know, dude. That, whatever the case, they're coming on the network. They're going to be debuting their show on Friday, so I'm excited to bring on yet another show to edit. So that's fun. Listen, we got some time now. I did free up some time by kind of just saying, like, I'm going to do this forever.
And we do have some editors that we're sending this
episode. We do have some editors. Hopefully, so shout out to those guys that are probably chopping this up right now. Pun intended. Hey, guys, this is Sturch from Chop Sports, and I want to talk to you about a new hobby of mine, and that's real estate. Ever since we brought on our resident realtor here at Chop Sports, that's all I can think about. So we got another one. You know who's really good at this stuff? Jay Devlin of CRG Homes. Jay is out of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and business is booming. Whether you're looking to relocate, buy, rent, or literally purchase property and watch your stacks get higher, Jay is the guy to do this for you. He's already in the process of helping me out right now on a possible summer home. Call Jay right now, 843-315-5913, and have yourself a chat and learn about all the perks and tell him Chop Sports sent you. Hey guys, this is Sturch from the Chop Sports Podcast, and today I want to address something near and dear to my heart, and that's mental health awareness. More specifically, Joe Pizzamenti with Attitude of Gratitude Consulting. His consulting company can help you in so many ways, including an innovative way to lower your monthly bills. And guess what? If you lower my monthly bills, my mental health state is going through the roof. There's so much to learn about Joe and Attitude of Gratitude Consulting. Visit the website right now, www.attitudeofgratitudeconsulting.com. But yeah, so we are the sports podcast. We have to talk about sports, and that's what we like to talk about. However, I did put out a feeler on Facebook. I said, what do you guys want to hear us talk about this week? I'll get a pulse of the people, right? The first thing that you guys said was the Masters, and I'm just like, great.
Like, should we find somebody to come on the show?
Right. Because... Do I find a golfer? Do I call my brother? Do I say, hey, Matt, can you please come back again since you golfed? You know, like, what do I do?
He golfed once or twice.
Right? Me?
No, him.
Oh, I don't know.
He was telling the story that he only golfed a few. I don't know. Maybe
I think he picked it up during the pandemic.
Okay.
So as we record this, the Masters are happening. And what I have as a leaderboard right now, and I think Hideki Matsuyama has absolutely broken it open. He was only up by two strokes when we almost started this podcast about, 40 minutes ago or whatever, when we were getting prepped for it. But now he's up six-stroke lead. Holy crap. Six-stroke lead over Will Zalatoris. Zalatoris caught my eye because he's not your prototypical golfer. Like, he looks like he got straight off of Venice Beach. He's like, the long blonde hair. He kind of looked like the guy that Gilmore strangled. Remember the first caddy?
Yeah,
he looks like him. That's what he looked like. So he caught my eye. I was like, I'm going to root for him. He's the USA rep. Like, let's go, blah, blah, blah.
That's about all I know about.
That is literally it.
The caddy that Happy Gilmore choked. That's it. And Tiger Woods can't do it anymore. That's all I know
about. Tiger Woods just trying to just, I don't know what he's doing. But look, it is what it is. The Masters, there's a lot of golf fans in this group, and I'm totally for it. I just don't know enough, and that's on me. I have to educate myself. There are guys I see and watch. Dustin Johnson, Rory McIlroy.
Dave, you don't have to educate yourself on golf.
Why?
Because
I like to be well-rounded.
Yeah, all right. We did it. We rounded it out.
We just made a circle.
Exactly.
But for instance, when I go to my father's house and it's off-season football Sundays, there's golf on. Who watches golf? My brother. And my brother watches it, and he's like,
"All right,
wait until you see this.
So
wait
you
until
something.
Oh, look at the bite on that ball. Look at that drive."
I'll just make fun of my brother when he talks about golf. I'll be like, "Dude, I don't care. Like, come on."
It's not like I need to connect with my brother. We're brothers. You know what I mean? There's so much in common. But golf is one of the things that he picked up And I don't know if he's good. He did tell me a story the other day about him literally snapping a club over his knee, Bo Jackson style, which I hope it was a cheap one.
I think that happens even when you're
straight
really
up
good.
Johnny Drama style. You know, you broke Tom Brady's club.
I'm sure Tiger Woods broke a few clubs.
Yeah, so I'm sure it's part of the game. It's like baseball, just like we just said. It's a reference because Bo Jackson broke a piece of lumber over his knee.
As you get better, you might be more inclined to like break something over something.
My brother is so into golf that he goes to like courses and just jumps in with other people.
The better I get,
crazy.
The more pissed off I get when I fail, if that makes sense.
Yeah, dude. Like,
so if I'm a good golfer and I fuck up, then I'm more likely to break my club then than if I just suck.
You should have saw this guy putting up a backdrop. And like it was hot in here, and I saw again. Sometimes I see veins pop out of this guy that I just didn't know exist. You know, and there's frustration.
I'm good at suppressing my anger though.
You are. Yeah, you're not an art.
I'm not an angry guy. I'm a put it down and walk away and forget about it kind of guy. Like
you're a better man than me because
then it doesn't get done.
This is very true.
So it's like, you know.
This is very true.
Gotta revisit it later. Like
my brother going to a golf course and just jumping on. Yeah, well, you smoke that weed. I don't. I probably should, considering. But, and now it's legal, so I could just go to, like, Amber or something. Be like, hey, help hook me up, because I know she smokes literally every day. So, and it's not a knock on her. It's what how she functions. She's a successful businesswoman. She's doing her thing. So, obviously, it's got to be the ganja. But, again, going back, my brother, like, just jumps in with a threesome. Thank you. Whatever.
Yeah. Isn't he married?
He is married with a beautiful baby boy. But he jumps in into like a set of three golfers and is the four and becomes a foursome or whatever. That's like me or you going to the basketball court and saying like, hey, can I get in? I guess it makes sense. But like golf, you're like literally coming up with your clubs like, hey, I'm here. Let's golf. You know, like I don't know how you don't know the guys.
Like, just like, leisurely, that would be like, I don't know, man. Like,
I don't have the courage to do that.
If there's three people, then it's like, who's like riding with the new guy,
right, you know? Right. I don't know if that, I don't know. If
it's kind of how this whole situation was that I felt with the whole level up thing.
Yeah. You
know, I mean, I was like walking.
You were the odd man out, I guess. Yeah. All right. I mean, should have dropped you at the door. Just kidding. No, but for real, the Masters are happening right now as we speak. We'll get more into golf because this is gonna piss a lot of people off. I don't know. Is the Masters like the kickoff of the season or is it the end? I don't. It's got to be the kickoff.
Can I give you one gripe?
This
I
is
have
where my brother's
golf.
Yelling at the one, at the one at gripe the phone I have in front of his
golf,
old friends.
One gripe, and maybe a golf fan could enlighten me a little bit. Why is there are four Super Bowls a season, essentially, with the Masters, the Open, you know, the majors.
Well, it's like a wrestling thing, like Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, Survivor Series, and SummerSlam.
Yeah, but isn't there an off season in golf?
Yeah, when it's cold.
So there's no off season in wrestling. So that's why they do that. You know what I mean? So it's like the off season in golf.
So why not just have one?
At the end of the season, they should have like the big tournament.
I think they do. I think it's called something else.
Like, yeah, but then, so this isn't.
I think the Masters, I think because it's April, I think the Masters is the kickoff.
Like, you could only have, there should only be like one grand golf champion a year. There's like one depending on the tournament. And then like,
as Gilmore says, gold jacket, green jacket, who gives a shit? There's so many. There's multiple.
I'm sure I'm not articulating this as well as I'd like.
I know everybody also
understands what the point that I'm making.
That's the same thing when it comes to squeaky bums and the soccer. Why
NASCAR? It's like, is the Daytona 500 the race?
I think Daytona is definitely the first race. The Daytona is the first race, and then they just go like season.
Okay.
Right, and then but that's the same thing with soccer, like. MLS in the United States is not taking off. I'm sorry. They're never going to, like, they just can't. There's no gaining traction.
We could do a whole episode as to why soccer. And maybe I'll go on the Soccer Guys podcast.
Yeah, sure. Why not? Make it a fifth.
Shit.
Make it a fifth.
See you guys in a week. I'll be there.
I'll be there for your friend.
I want to play. What's it called?
Squeaky bums.
Squeaky pussies.
Squeaky bums. So, but I'm saying, like, same thing with soccer, though. Like,
these guys don't MLS like
don't the MLS doesn't really translate here in the United States, but the Premier League out in England and in Europe is huge, right? But like, where does that end? I feel like I can get my hair, like back in the day, I used to go to a couple barber shops, right? I go to Jimmy the Barber now, and there's no TVs in there, which there should be, Jimmy. So let's work on that. But anyway, no, we have actually there is one TV, and we have great conversations. So I never actually watch TV, but. And all these barbershops I used to go to.
Maybe they could put two TVs in there.
Yeah. Why don't you get three TVs like us? Anyway, no, but for real, like anytime I would go get my haircut at these old barbershops, soccer would always be on. spring, summer, fall, winter, doesn't matter. Soccer's on. It's just a weird, like, to me, I got to educate myself. I have no idea what they do. Like, there's just so much soccer.
Yeah, that's the way I feel about MMA. There's so much MMA.
There is no offseason in MMA. But there are champions of weight classes.
But that's the thing.
But they should, you know what? If you think about it, how would you like it if there was, like, all these, you know, the numbered UFC events, like 100, 200, you know, all that shit. Like, what if they did it at the end of the year? They had, like, super mega UFC card or something like
what
that.
What they should do at the end of the year.
And stack on, that on bitch.
New Year's, like, on New Year's, what they eventually, I would love to see, is have the Bellator champions fight the UFC champions.
Oh, my God.
Do things like that. Like a,
and yeah, but isn't that kind of irrelevant? Like, isn't Bellator like the cast-offs of UFC where it's just like, these are the guys that can't hack it in UFC anymore, so they're just going to get mauled?
Well, Michael Chandler's fighting for the belt, and he's fought once in the UFC, and he's from Bellator, so.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying, like, if you took current right now.
I agree with what you're saying. Okay. And if you listened to the last episode, I talked a lot of shit about
the
Bellator roster. But we're not going to get into that. If you want to hear what I was just about to say, go listen to Chopheads MMA.
MMA. Yes, do it.
Douchebags.
So Masters, like I said, we'll wrap out the Masters. Because, look, I know it's that you want to hear talk and you want to hear us say, like, oh, you know John Rahm or Ram that. Or whatever his name is, like, is just the best golfer in the world. Like, I have no idea.
I was like, I'm just going to talk shit about golf if you bring up golf. So I was true to my word.
You were true to your word. So anyway, we'll try to segue.
Frolf.
What?
We'll play Frolf.
What's Frolf?
We explained this on the Chop Social.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
We segue away.
Chop Social. Get on that. Fridays. Drops every Friday. But so something that also happened, very, very controversial, brought up a lot of butthurt Met fans and a lot of proud, proud Yankee fans.
Go ahead.
So here's the pitch. Ah! And one of the best videos I've ever posted in Chop Sports was the clip from Major League 2 where Roger Dorn gets called off the bench by Jake Taylor and is told to step into one. And you just don't ever think, when you see that in the movie, you're like, that's hilarious, but that would never happen, right? Well, we kind of saw that happen the other day.
I'm interested. I'm curious to know where your take is on it.
Here's my take. Okay. I always thought this way. I always said to myself, if there's bases loaded, bottom of the ninth, you're tied up, and you need a run, why not try to get hit, right? But right away, it's gamesmanship, right? You're like, yeah, but if you do that, and it's blatant and obvious, you're going to look like a friggin' little wimp, like just a wimp, right? I don't. That doesn't fly with me. Now, I saw the Conforto thing. I think personally, now here's my gripe with it. Did he lean in on purpose? Absolutely. It's not even close. He definitely sticks his elbow out, which is padded up by all the pads in the world to take the shot off the elbow because you need the run. And he did it on purpose. And he gets on base and they celebrate. That was almost my biggest gripe. They were like pouring water over his head. Like, oh, you did it. Like, well, what did you just actually do?
What are they going to do? Do like that meme where they're like,
yeah, right. Like, see you guys. I don't know if this is okay. No, but here's my thing. That's not legal. It's not a legal play in baseball. You cannot put any limb in over the plate to get hit. You can't do it. It's not allowed. Now, so if that's the rule, and baseball being that baseball needs to just up their game in every way possible, which they don't. I'm always a Mr. You know, don't, if it ain't broke, don't fix it type guy. But here's this. Conforto gets hit, he gets on base. They go to replay. They go to replay to make sure that it's the right call. What does baseball have replay for if they literally watched it
and then
and they got it wrong and they don't do anything about it?
I think this is a multi-layered situation.
Yes. Because
when they go to replay, when they go to replay, the ump doesn't decide in baseball, right?
So it's New York.
Yeah.
It's
somebody.
So that means New York is at fault.
So what happens in these situations is they made that a judgment call, essentially, right? They say it's a judgment call. Did he lean in or not? So they couldn't overturn it on the field. The ump came out after the game and said that he was wrong. He made the wrong call.
I hate when they do that. I hate. That's NFL, too. Oh, yeah, we didn't get the
irrelevant
call. We didn't get the irrelevant call.
And
Dez caught it. Oh, sorry, we didn't give it to you.
You see these. I should have looked this up, but I was hoping we might have had our intern today, and I actually knew we weren't. And I was like, you know what? I won't look it up. I'll ask. And then here we are.
Here we are by ourselves.
So I was wondering if any appeal has ever gone through. You know, has any appeal ever been heard by the Major League Baseball and upheld?
As far as...
Or not upheld, for that matter. I'm not sure how to...
As far as, like, suspensions and stuff?
No. So, say, like, they appeal...
Oh, when the game's under protest.
The game's under protest. Sorry. Right. Yes. They play the rest of the game under protest. But in that case, there is no rest of the game. So they just have to get the protest in by 12 the next day. Has that ever...
Has Major League Baseball ever
been like, you know what? You were right.
So what do you do in that case?
Go finish the game.
Right.
You would go finish the game.
At that point. So as soon as the game goes on the protest, you got to go play with two outs in the sixth.
But he would be out.
Like Kenny
that was strike
Power
three.
Style. Yeah. You're fucking out there, Conforto. That's not... And any Met fan that was actually sitting there and celebrating that win, you're as big as...
See...
What, a win is a win? Oh, yeah, no. You know who said that? My father. No. My father came on and said Jeter made a career of getting hit on purpose. Get off!
I'm going to give my take on this now.
Please do.
So if the Conforto situation was whack because it was a strike, right? The ump fucked up. I don't blame the player ever.
Right.
Ever. It's the same thing I said about A-Rod when A-Rod rounded the bases and said, I got it. Oh, well.
Yeah, you brought that up. That's right.
So everyone's saying Bush League this, Bush League. It doesn't matter. What about a hidden ball trick? That's not Bush League. It doesn't get any more Bush League than that.
Henry Rowengardner did it.
What about when Todd Frazier, I think, got hidden ball tricked when he was on the Yankees, left the base, and he got tagged, and then he lied to the ump and said he didn't leave the base. You know what I mean? Like, he's lying.
Right.
Is that not Bush League? When we could sit here and pick it all apart. It's really up to the players to police themselves in this case. Did Conforto get drilled? No? Then do it again. Fuck it. You know, the next day, Conforto should have eaten one off his fucking butt cheek at the very least. They don't have to go high and tight. But then let him know, you know, you fucked up. It is what it is. It's one game of baseball. This shit happens throughout the course of history. If I don't have a team full of Mike Confortos on my team, then I'm kind of pissed off. I want him. I want guys that want to win at all costs. He's not out here pumping steroids. I could see if he was out here juicing like you could say A-Rod did. But at the end of the day, it's most of these situations are heat of the moment. You do what you do. I don't think that he was up there.
You said heat of the moment. You don't think that's premeditated?
No.
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 You don't think if he says, hey, this guy's been throwing inside. Maybe if I just stick my elbow out a little bit.
But
like
we also don't know the history there either.
The game.
They may have faced each other three times, right? And this guy buzzed him a bunch of different times. Who knows the history behind the two? I don't.
Well, as much as I make a joke of it, Major League 2, right? Dorn goes up to Taylor and he goes, this guy, he used to pitch you inside, right? He's like, yeah. He goes, all right, grab a bat, step into one. So that could have been a Louis Rojas and
Conforto thing. What you were saying, why don't you just take with the bases loaded, get hit. I always say that when you see a guy up in a big spot. Not even, no, I don't say go get hit on purpose because you want to get a base hit.
Of course, yeah.
But if they throw one, don't get out of the way. I hate that. I hate when I see
that's what Jeter used to do, Dad. Yeah. He used to go, and he used to do this, you know, this little lunge thing where if I'm a lefty Jeter and that ball's coming inside, I'm like, you know,
exactly,
he's getting out of the way.
Get out of the way.
That's what Jeter did.
Don't get hit by balls. Don't get out of the way. Take the fucking...
God damn it.
Take a baseball off your rib cage. It's not the end of the world.
I mean, it might bust a rib or two, but who cares?
When I'm sitting home and I need a fucking runner on first base, there's nothing wrong with taking a fucking baseball on your elbow.
Can I talk to you
for
now,
the fans?
No, stick with baseball here. Can I talk to you about this runner on second rule that they have in extra innings? No. Have you seen it?
I have, and it makes me nuts.
Have you seen that? Like...
Bye.
Well, is that saying bye?
I think the camera just turned off that one.
Okay, no big deal. Have you seen this rule yet?
Yeah, when the extra innings.
In favor of it?
No.
Do you know who's in favor of it? If you took a poll right now of 100 people.
Nobody.
Not one person is in favor of this rule. And I keep hearing, oh, it's because of COVID. What does that even mean? You want the game to be over quicker? Then do something else. You're trying to make a team win?
How about just let the fucking game be played?
No shit. That's exactly what should be played.
How about that? Who gets that earned run?
Nobody. It's an unearned run. Oh, this. Hey, ready for this stat?
Who gets it lost?
Well, ready for this stat? This is going to blow you away. So I heard this on Michael Kay. So the runner on second is the last batted out from the last inning, right? If he goes to second and the next guy gets a base hit and he scores, the guy who registered the out the previous inning is also now credited with a run scored. And I know those stats don't really translate too much, but they're a stat. And it's skewed now.
It's trash.
It is trash. Like, but it's skewed. I'm
absolutely
saying, like,
trash.
I'm, all right. If you just, if you looked at the back of a baseball card and you saw, like, I don't know, just take anybody. Take, we talked about Conforto. Take Conforto. He's got 35 home runs, a buck 20 on RBIs, and he's got, I don't know, 100 runs scored.
For a sport.
Some of them, some of them aren't even, so they don't
fickle.
Count.
For a sport that's so fickle about how they operate with the Hall of Fame and the bands and the this and the that, they get to just play with the numbers arbitrarily the way they want. It doesn't make sense to me. I don't want to make a big deal about what baseball is doing, but the numbers are going down. The viewers are going down.
And that's why I think this youth movement, like with these guys, like a lot of people are like, oh, you know, act like you've been there before with the no, bat flips and stuff.
Up.
Right. Just let these kids get excited, man.
I could guarantee you, no offense, Mr. Sturch, but is your dad one of them?
No, I don't think so. I don't
my
think he's
dad
ever.
Is.
Is he?
Okay. Yeah, like,
I don't know. I haven't been with my dad presently to see a bat flip with him, so I don't know his reaction. I'll ask.
And
I'll
honestly,
ask.
He really can't say much because the Mets are a bunch of, yeah, you know, Lindor's out there fucking dancing more than playing baseball.
Oh, what was it? Oh, I think Jimmy Palumbo was here last Monday. They turned a double play and they were celebrating like they won the World Series.
What the fuck was that?
What did Lindor do? I was like, oh, he turned a double play. He's like, why is he acting like that? So that's true. These kids, look, they're excited. I get it.
I love it.
I do love it too because it brings energy. There's nothing better than when somebody cracks a home run and you just see them do it and they just throw the bat in the air because they just knew they won the
game.
Look,
I hate it when it happens against us. I hated Batista, but I fucking
hated Joey Bats. Oh, that I hate him.
But
why do you think I love Odor so much?
Beat the shit out of him for it, and now he's a Yankee.
By the way,
as
we record, Odor took the lead in the 10th, and the Yankees beat the Rays today on Sunday night. So, how you doing? We got a new ourselves a new backup second baseman.
He's got a fucking stiff fucking right cross.
Yes,
bro.
He does, bro. That will go down in history as one of the greatest moments. Maybe in
I actually might get that.
Oh my God, do it! Replace
I don't know, man.
I don't know. Maybe we'll just put it up there somewhere.
And like I replace.
We'll put it. Yeah,
I want,
we'll put.
Whatever.
Yeah, we'll just do interchangeable parts. But yeah, so those are the two big things that I just definitely wanted to touch on. I know that a lot of guys are saying, why don't we touch on NBA referees as well? I'm always going to be in favor of let them play. You know, I'm always going to be stop with the ticky-tack garbage. And like there are fouls called for diving, right? That's a thing, right? That you or embellishing or
flop,
right? That's a thing, right?
Yeah.
So like I I'm a Knicks fan. I'm an NBA guy when I watch the Knicks, but like overall, I don't watch the league like a James Rube or you know what I mean? Like I'm not one of these psychopaths for the NBA.
Is
but
anybody?
I don't know.
That?
Maybe that's why I digress. But anyway, like the referees, I firmly believe, and umpires too, and referees in the NFL, get out of the game, man. Don't dictate these games because it ruins everything. It ruins your own credibility. There was one, what is it, Angel Hernandez or whatever? He's the baseball dude. You talk the guy. He's like trying to complain about why he's not getting assignments. It's garbage.
I think that the only time that someone should go to the free throw line in the last 3 minutes of a basketball game
is if he murders the guy.
No, is if they're like trying to foul because they're down. So it's like foul on purpose. Like we're gonna foul him. Other than that, let the motherfuckers go.
Like for instance, the NBA, not NBA, the women's finals. Did you see that?
Yeah, you can't be hitting game-winning free throws at the end of the game.
Well, no, they didn't call a foul.
Oh.
She got rocked, missed it, they lose the game.
So I was like, you're like, did you see that? I was like, yeah. You're
no,
like,
I mean, look, like, I didn't see the game either.
I didn't actually see it.
I saw the highlight, and then I saw the coaches react, and boy, were they upset. But again, it's so hard to go back and forth with when it comes to referees, but let them play. Just let them play. The world will be a better place if you let them play, right? So, with that being said, it's been, again, another long week.
Yeah.
We got a very long week ahead of us. It's draft season. I'm excited. There's mock drafts galore. There's actual draft coming up. There's softball coming up. Our whole lineup, if you're not in the know, Sunday nights, we drop. Monday nights, the Jimmy Palumbo Show. Tuesday nights, we have Joe Matarese is doing From Pretender to Contender solo.
I'm impressed so far if you could get this whole lineup.
Wednesday nights, we have Chop Heads MMA. And also Wednesday morning, we have Painting the Black with Evan Daniel. And then we have Thursday, we have Hoops with Rube. And then Friday, we have the Chop Social. And now Friday, we have Squeaky Bums Podcast. So we got it all. I just went 7 for 7.
You did
seven?
It.
Seven.
You didn't.
Seven podcasts?
I'm going to correct one thing.
Oh, no.
We did get them all.
What did I do?
It's just that we switched the MMA night and Rube night. So Wednesday's.
Damn it.
Yeah, but all whatever.
Right. I tried.
Go look.
I tried. But we have a whole lineup. We post it every week. We appreciate you guys listening. Please, do me a favor. Go to each one of these podcasts and
I tried
subscribe.
To set it up on iTunes where if you just type in Chop Sports, they're going to all pop up.
And I think they did. I did that the other day. I wanted to test that out. And it's so funny that you did that because I wanted to test out. Like, if I just put Chop Sports, are all of our guys still waiting on the Chop Heads to show up?
That's and then
fine.
The new-
it will. It will, but
the
like
new ones that we just added, but
subscribe. We're going to start more YouTube content. We're going to get on YouTube a lot more. We got so many cool things headed your way for YouTube because this guy has become just a savage when it comes to watching videos and getting better production for us. We're going to get more content out there. Follow us on all of the social medias, please. Chop Sports Media on Twitter, Chop Sports Network on Instagram. If you're not in the group, get in the group. 9 times out of 10, if you hit like, you know, join and like it comes to us for like, do you accept? We're going to accept. Unless you're some guy, some weird guy from a different country
like
with 57,000 groups.
It says like I joined Facebook 3 hours ago and you have 1,100 group Facebook groups. Like,
right. Unless you're one of those guys or girls, we're not going to let you in. Otherwise, get on in to the Chop Sports Facebook group. You're going to seeing
you
us.
You get a group request from like one girl that you like. It's like, why does she look familiar? And it's like 28 friends and it's all the creepy guys that you know that accepted the friend request from her. You know those fake Facebook things? I'm like, damn.
That is so true. So true. So with that being said, first Dirch, that's Gooch over there. Big week coming up. We'll see you next week.